problems, huh? Well, that's what makes the world go round. Hello, everyone. Rick Adams, your radio avenger on Uncensored Radio Free America, live and in color across the globe, right here on rbnlive.com, a number of stations, and who knows where you might be listening to us. Our toll-free number is always the same, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And tonight we have an opportunity to jawbone, just the two of us. That's right, just me and you. Lots on my mind, as always, on this program. Tomorrow night, by popular demand, I think, we have Mike Collins Piper, author of numerous books. In fact, he's got a new one coming off now, off the press. He'll talk a little bit about that, give you a little sneak preview. And he's also one of the very, very most articulate contributors to the American Free Press weekly news publication out of Washington. And let me tell you, Mike Piper never wants for words. So you want to talk to him tomorrow night, you better get on the line very quickly, that's for sure. Anyway, and then, of course, Wednesday night, I have a very interesting guest coming on. I call him Joe the Bible Man. Joe is a guy here in my neck of the woods who always called our program just about every single night when I was doing a local program. And he'd always bring home a biblical analogy or message to whatever topic I was talking about. He'd manage to tie it in. Well, Wednesday night, we'll have him on. And he's with the Church of Philadelphia, the Church of Philadelphia, right from the Bible. And he's going to tell us what he believes and what his flock and fellowship believe pertaining to who is and what is real Israel today in the flesh as well as the spirit, and who is not real Israel, who is not truly of the tribe of Israel. This is going to be a very controversial and interesting program, so you don't want to miss out on that. And then, of course, the rest of the week, we're in the process of booking a very fascinating guest on 9/11 and the cover-up. Well, anyway, tonight we'll entertain your comments and questions on any number of topics, an open forum for you. I will be giving you some of my thoughts, then you can react, good or bad, positive or negative, because this is truly Uncensored Radio Free America, and we give you the opportunity to speak your mind. And, of course, if you have a mind, then you'd be calling this program or listening to it. Most Americans, unfortunately, the vast majority today, have become mindless, I'm afraid. That is, molded into the lowest common denominator, and that's what they're doing right now. LCD, football, baseball, whatever it is, doesn't matter. Hockey, they're playing the game, they're enjoying the game, and that's about as high as they can go on the intellectual ladder. So, anyway, tonight when I come back after this break, I'm going to give you some of my views and what I think about what is happening across America today, from law enforcement to judges being shot to the system being corrupt and rotten to the core to what's happening in the Pacific with communist China and much more. So stay tuned. This is Rick Adams, your radio avenger on Uncensored Radio Free America. We'll be back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org. Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Okay, we are back to begin the program as we are every weeknight, 9 o'clock Central to 10, right here on Republic Broadcasting, the growing network. And just to reiterate, you know, in my song, some people don't maybe get the lyrics to the opening song, Wake Up and Sip Hot Tea, you know, minus music, radio free. You watch TV, blah, blah, blah. They give you lies and half-truths and all of that. Well, the rest of it is to educate, they fabricate. And we sit down and sit back until it's too late. Wow. Boy, ain't that the truth, huh? Ain't that the truth? All right, let's take some calls because people, I guess, are already on the line. So we'll do that now at 800-313-9443 as we begin our journey tonight to goodness knows what topic. Hello, Barbara from Massachusetts. You're on the program.
Hello, good evening.
Yes, good evening to you. What's on your mind?
Judicial immunity and federal bonus incentives to all 50 states to really destroy America. They're worried about terrorists, and they're worried about gay people. They really should be worried about the judiciary and our national Congress. We have in – I don't want to bore everyone to death, so see if I can – shut me up if I get too boring.
All right.
Okay. Basically, do you know what federal bonus incentives I'm talking about?
No, I wish you would enlighten us.
Okay. In 1974, Walter Mondale sponsored the what we call the CAPTA law, Child Abuse and Prevention and Treatment Act. It was the most lobbied bill in history. Now, that was after the beatnik generation when there was free love and a lot of free fooling around, Woodstock and so forth and so on. People didn't know with whom they had slept the night before, and the result of that was a lot of single mothers with a lot of kids that the governments were supporting. So CAPTA was well-intentioned in that they wanted to cut down the burden on the local cities and towns to support all these mothers with children with no fathers in sight. Some of the men didn't know that they had sired children because they didn't know the name of the woman they had slept with the night before. Nor did she know his name, often. So that was the original purpose. Fast forward 2 decades, otherwise I'll bore everyone to death. By the early 90s, in 91, they started up with the domestic violence guidelines because battering of women had become fashionable. A fashionable subject to talk about.
Of course, yes.
Okay. So they came up with the domestic violence guidelines in every state. And then to cut down on battery, they went one step further. By 95, they had something that came right out of the, actually came out in 1994. There was the, have you heard of VAWA?
What is it?
VAWA, V-A-W-A, Violence Against Women Act.
Yes, okay. Yes, I've talked about it before.
Okay, VAWA, out of VAWA came the Office of Violence Against Women, of course, and it came a number of grants, the Department of Justice programs, they call it. And one of the grants is called Grants to Encourage Arrests Policies. Then that grew again in later years, and they added another part to the program, and to enforcement of protection orders programs. That gives billions of dollars out to the states. That is the money incentive why they arrest men for no reason. They say you get money, keep statistics. Send us your statistics, and we will give you more money next year.
Mm-hmm.
And, for instance, in 2002, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts received almost $149 million for 411 grants. The following year, they had 430 grants. And so it goes. The Boston Police Department, it's depending on whose statistics you're looking at, gets 7 to 14 million a year. And that doesn't count. They're all in. Remember Fred Harris? He was the populist way back in the 70s.
Yeah. Yes, I do. Barbara,
yes.
How does this tie in now with what you originally proposed, subject of judicial equity?
Immunity. The trial court gets money from the grants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
The police get money from the grants. The DAs get money from the grants.
Yes.
All of them, the battering people, battering women's places, get money from the grants. They all get a piece of the action.
Sounds like it's a cottage industry.
It is a cottage industry, only for billions of dollars worth of cottages.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happens is, when the judges, the first thing they do in order to get that money, and the law is written that way, the only thing the woman has to say is that she fears the look in his pretty blue eyes tonight. And that she fears she will suffer physical, imminent, serious harm. Now, then it's not based, if you notice, on anything that the man does. It's based only the fear in the woman's head. That could be fabricated or not. As you said, to educate, they fabricate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so what they do is, and they are to arrest. And it clearly says, it's written, I have written proof of it right in their grant, it's on the website, for goodness sakes. And it says that it does not matter whether they are guilty or not, does not matter whether they are convicted, just send us those statistics. The University of Southern Maine has the Muskie School. Remember Ed Muskie?
Edmund Muskie, yes,
okay.
I certainly do. Yes.
Okay, and they have the contract to handle all the software and gather statistics and help people. And then it's sent to the Office of Violence Against Women, OVW, and then the money is passed out.
Yeah, I think I get the drift, and I understand what you're saying. It's just another government, basically another government stiff, if you will, a program that was created with allegedly good intentions and now has become nothing more than a huge albatross.
Right.
Now, my question to you is, what's the bottom line? What do you propose doing, and what is the problem as you see it?
Okay, the problem is, in the law, I'm a lawyer. We have due process and equal protection. Due process guarantees us notice and the opportunity to cross-examine our accusers. When they automatically arrest these people and find them guilty without due process, where is justice? Where has justice gone?
Well, I understand. Yeah, so, I mean, it's just one example. We could go all night, you know.
Right. Now, I can sum it up for you quickly because I'm going so fast here. Because you wanted the connection between this and the judicial immunity.
Yes.
The problem is when people get burned in the courts, they suffer something called legal abuse syndrome, okay?
Uh-huh.
They really do suffer. Many people don't know where to turn. They are broke. They've wasted money on all kinds of lawyers who don't speak up because they're afraid to speak up, primarily. Some of them out of greed, but collect a lot of money. But some of them simply out of fear don't do what they should do. Now, what they want is justice. They say, well, what can I do? Can I sue the judge?
Yeah.
He deprived me of my constitutional rights.
And it comes down to immunity is what you're going to say.
Then it comes down to immunity. Now, the law in the states now, across the board, is a judge may be malicious, a judge may be corrupt, but because he must maintain his independence, we are going to give him judicial immunity, and you cannot sue him. You cannot sue anyone he also appoints. You can't sue the guardians ad litem because he appoints them. You cannot sue various psychologists because he appoints them. You cannot sue the family service officers because he appoints them. You cannot sue some of the child protection agency because they have a special immunity. And so sometimes your client, my clients, are the only one in the courtroom who doesn't have immunity. It's absurd.
Well, we know that. What's the solution now,
Barbara? The solution is, well, what I did is I sued four judges a few years ago. And you have to go steps. The law moves very, very slowly. So I brought it from U.S. District Court in Boston to the First Circuit Court in Boston, and then up to the Supreme Court in Washington, D.C., of course, last spring. And I asked very simple questions. Your Honors, I want you to define what good behavior is for a judge. Certainly the framers of our Constitution did not believe that maliciousness was good behavior.
Well, I think that the solution, Barbara, is going to have to be with Congress and the legislatures spelling out specifically the rules of conduct for these judges. You know, Congress is going to control them. It controls the federal judiciary. It can appropriate their budgets. It can cut their budgets. It allows for the appointment of judges through the Senate confirmation process. So I think ultimately we're going to have to obviously impose upon those that write the law, not those that attempt to write it through the bench. No?
That's wishful thinking. It's not going to happen that way. I hate to disappoint you.
Well, I'm sure of that. I don't know.
Because they don't...
It could get quite ugly.
Yes, it can get very ugly. That's why you're seeing all these judges being killed. I mean, this is crazy.
I'm afraid that part of it is the frustration, as you've seen in some of these cases. Yeah. And these judges wonder why they're unsafe behind their black robes and their vestments. Well, I think you're touching on a real raw nerve, and you make some good points, Barbara. Unfortunately, the clock is ticking away, and I've given you quite a bit of time, so you've aroused my curiosity. Let's see if others have to pick up.
Go to falsealligations.com.
Falsealligations.com?
That's right.
Okay, thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome.
All right. Interesting call. What a way to start the program on a Monday night, huh? All right. Well, I'm Rick Adams, and the program is Uncensored Radio Free America. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Yes, sir, we have returned to the program, Uncensored Radio Free America. And I'm your radio avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio Now, Rick Adams. And first caller certainly brings up some interesting points, and we agree that the judiciary has allowed itself and has been allowed to operate with this immunity, if you will, even as legislators across the country in various states and in Washington like to think of themselves, as well as judges and bureaucrats, as above the law. We see this all the time. We can do whatever we want, and somehow we're immune. Even as they try to pass along the business of liability to all of the industries that they don't like, that they haven't been bribed enough by, like the tobacco industry and so forth, these politicians and these politicians who wear black dresses, judges, do indeed often find themselves as arbiters of their own personal whim. Whether it's a judge in California that says it's unconstitutional to ban gay marriages, imposing that judge's ideology upon the state, an unelected judge, by the way, or whether it's a judge in a criminal proceeding, a criminal trial. Now, I'm not indicting all judges, and certainly there have been some tragic shootings of some judges who certainly were at the wrong place at the wrong time, unfortunately. This recent case, Mr. Barnes in Georgia, certainly was a very tragic case. I don't know anything personally about the judge, but I do know a lot about the criminal involved in his courtroom, and I know a lot about this business of political correctness, about women police officers, women judges, women's security, women's SWAT teams. Now, I'm sorry if I sound like an old-fashioned sexist here tonight, but I'm going to tell you how I feel. I don't make up stories, and I don't give you a phony answer when you ask me a question. I think we have come so far as a nation to this process of political correctness, this business of, if you will, equality rather than equal rights and equal justice, that we have lost all sense of reason and proportion. That's what it's all about, equality. Now, equality is a word that has been really, if you will, romanticized so much since it was used in the communist French Revolution, equality. Now, first of all, let me say this. Free men are not equal, and equal men are not free. You and I are not equal. We may be Americans. We may be equal in the eyes of the law, or we ought to be, and treated fairly and justly, and one not given higher status than the other, including a judge or a politician or anyone else. Yet we are not equal, biologically, physically, mentally, spiritually. We are all unique people, and we are all different. And God made women to be women and men to be men. Now, some of you gals out there who are too liberated might not like this, what I'm going to say, but I'm going to say that in so many of these cases and in this courtroom, at the arraignment of this criminal in Georgia, you have women bearing guns, bearing arms, who may be in some cases built like Russian tanks, and yet are still women. They're not men, biologically, physiologically, and otherwise. And yet, we are told that no state, no city, no town, no police department, no security firm can discriminate if the applicants are women, despite the fact that there is not any quality of proportion in strength, generally, in body mass, and in ability to react to a tense situation quickly. That's why we have always, always been against women in combat as a Christian nation, supposedly. Wouldn't dream of the idea until now, basically. Women flying missions, women torturing and overseeing the torture of prisoners now, and so on and so forth. You see, what's happened is we have become the victim of this so-called political correctness to the extreme. We have lost all sense of right and wrong, of manhood and womanhood, because we are becoming a feminized society. And that is the road to tyranny. That is the road to subjugation, my friend. We need to restore the basic common decency of the family, of the family unit. And I mean, a woman must be a woman, a man must be a man, a child must be allowed to be a child, for goodness sake, until that time when they are no longer a child. And I think that that is where we are crumbling as a society. The nuclear family is under attack. And it's under attack from all sources. You agree with that? Fine. You don't agree? Fine. You can argue with me about it, but that's what I believe, and that's the way it should be. And we need to get more women back to the desk, I'm afraid, back to the home, back to the nursery, back to the hospital, helping the doctors, not out there bearing arms, not out there chasing criminals who are outpowering them and outmaneuvering them. We need to come back to sanity, lest we perish. We'll be right back. I'm Rick Adams, telling it like it is on Uncensored Radio Free America.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver product on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
All righty, here I am, raring to go. Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio Free America on Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. You know, Thomas Jefferson believed that each branch of the federal government should interpret the Constitution for its own purposes. In 1819, he wrote, "Each of the three departments has equally the right to decide for itself what its duty under the Constitution, without regard to what others may have decided for themselves under a similar question." Along comes U.S. Representative John Hostetler, I believe that's how you pronounce it, Hostetler, and he sent a letter to President Bush asking not to enforce the ruling issued by a federal district judge on January 31st, who ruled that the Ten Commandments monument at the Gibson County Courthouse in Indiana be removed. In a press release accompanied by a copy of his letter to Bush, the congressman said federal courts have the power to judge but not enforce their judgments because that power is reserved for the president according to the U.S. Constitution. In his letter, Congressman Hostetler told Bush the ruling made by the Southern U.S. District Judge Richard Young in the case of Russellburg versus Gibson County, where the removal of the monument was ordered, is not consistent with the intent of the framers of the Constitution or the Christian heritage of these United States. He asked the president to order the Justice Department and the U.S. Marshals Service not to enforce the removal of the monument as ruled by the federal court, or enforce any future appellate court's rulings. In that or any other matter, for that matter, including that of the U.S. Supreme Court. Why? Because the federal judiciary has no constitutional authority or statutory authority, for that means, to enforce its own opinion. Did you know that? Some of you did. And the congressman knows it. He wrote it. He said, and it would be U.S. Marshals or the president's employees who would be called to enforce those court rulings. See, the courts don't have a police department, even though I think some judges would like to have their own private firing squad, judicial tyrants that they are. They like to have their own marshals go out and shoot up people, shoot up the world, enforce their unconstitutional and arrogant edicts, but they don't have that privilege. They don't have an army of officers to enforce their rulings. They don't even have one officer. No, not even one. And as the congressman noted, quoting from the Federalist Papers, he pointed out that Alexander Hamilton had written more than 200 years ago how the judicial branch of government is weaker than the executive and legislative branches because it can take no active resolution whatever and must, quote, ultimately depend on the aid of the executive arm even for the efficacy of its judgments, unquote. How do you like that? So we speak of judicial immunity, judicial terrorism, judicial al-Qaedaism, judicial supremacy, and that's exactly what it amounts to, isn't it? As one very great and very fine woman, whom we all know, Phyllis Schlafly, has said in her new book, The Supremacists, these judges and courts are simply out of control, and they are demanding remediation from the Congress and the executive, particularly the Congress. As I said, the Congress can control these issues. It creates the laws under which these judges and bureaucrats operate. But we don't seem to be able to do that, do we? We're not demanding that of these congressmen. Oh, a few have. And indeed, the House of Representatives did pass last year, in the past session, a bill that will remove all court rulings affecting gay marriages and all of these issues relating to homosexuals, because that's not the domain of the federal government, even as the program that we referred to in the last half hour, having to do with women and abuse of women, is not a federal issue. It's not a federal role. It is a state and local issue. Just like the war on poverty, so-called, declared by the Great Society of Lyndon Baines Johnson. You remember that? I'm sure all you great Texans remember Lyndon Baines Johnson. Well, he said, we're going to have a war on poverty. And guess who won? Poverty. Ain't that the way, huh? Wouldn't it be nice if the federal government did the same thing? Instead of a war on terrorism, in which terrorism is winning, maybe we should really see a war on the lack of terrorism, a war on peace. Anything the government gets into, even its rightful place and its rightful role, it just can't do right, huh? I guess as Harry Brown, my guest, would say, being the libertarian that he is. Well, in this week's edition of the publication, The New American, which is a publication that you can go to on the web and get portions of the paper, it's a weekly publication, newamerican.com, I believe. Yeah, newamerican.com, thenewamerican.com, as a matter of fact. There are some interesting articles, and of course, one in particular has to do with what we spoke about a week or two ago with the Academy Awards, and that is the front cover story, Culture War in Hollywood. And the articles by William F. Jasper deal with this Hollywood bigotry, if you will, the Babylon, as he called it, Hollywood Babylon, and how they deliberately and transparently demonstrate a widespread gap between themselves, the cultural elitists, and you, the public. Classic examples of how the elite in Hollywood, in government, in academia are far out of touch with mainstream America. Far out of touch. Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion of the Christ, certainly one of epic proportions, a film that, in every sense of the word, deserved nomination for Academy Award. And yet each and every nomination was turned down. Best Picture, of course, wasn't even in the offing. Even something as simple as Best Score. Why? Not because it wasn't worthy of an award, or that Aviator was better, or that Clint Eastwood's Million Dollar Baby was a better picture, or that anything else was better in special effects, music, or makeup. It's simply because The Passion of the Christ is the sort of material that Hollywood has long since abandoned. This new cultural elite of Zionists, racists, supremacists, and humanist demagogues despise any mention, any movement, any motion picture which would endear the Gospels of Jesus Christ to this cinematic world. They would rather give it to The Last Temptation of Christ, and indeed probably would have if such a fuss wasn't created over Scorsese's film, based on the story by Nikos Kazantzakis, the Greek communist, The Last Temptation of Christ. That's the sort of thing which is tolerated and given respectful applause by the elites of the world of Hollywood. But anything which mentions the deity and Jesus Christ in uplifting tone, in angelic content and content, is simply not permitted. It is simply to be cast to the cutting room floor, as it were. Even Chris Rock, the foul-mouthed comedian who hosted the Oscars, couldn't resist noting the transparent hypocrisy surrounding the, quote, controversy over the Gibson film. Quote, another movie nobody wanted to make was a big religious movie, Passion of the Christ, Rock noted in his monologue. Come on, they made six police academies and they can't make one Passion of the Christ? They had no trouble making Hellboy. Of course not. No matter how vile or perverse, Hollywood will gladly spread it across the silver screen. It's the stuff that comes from the heavenly direction that they find so offensive. Indeed. Indeed, that's exactly what it comes down to. And you know something? When Pat Buchanan spoke in the early 90s about the culture war, was it that booed and hissed and like snakes and ranted and raved about Pat Buchanan? How dare he? How dare he raise the issue of cultural bigotry and supremacy and cultural fascism of the elite Hollywood types? How dare he talk about that? Well, he did, didn't he? And you know something? He struck a respondent chord. You see, not only is this true of Hollywood versus mainstream America and middle American values and the Bible Belt, and the common folk. But it was true going back to World War I when Woodrow Wilson changed the direction of America's non-entanglement foreign policy. The elite took over government, didn't they? The elite began to take over all of the institutions and run the United States White House for the purposes of internationalism, for the purposes of interventionism, for the purposes of the New World Order. Even though most Americans were not walking in step, were they? Most Americans opposed this concept of minding the affairs of other nations, particularly of Europe. After all, we broke away from Europe. We broke away from the monarchy, supposedly to gain freedom. Then these bankers and liars and thieves and outlaws and criminals came to New York, set up house, an Edward Mandel house, and people like that who created the CFR, who created the Anti-Defamation League and the ACLU and the National Lawyers Guild, and all of them one big ball of wax, working together for the dismemberment and the destruction of our way of life. No, Americans were wise. The cultural and political elite at the top could not get the attention of the American people, not until they pulled World War II. And then they had the Japs pull a sneak attack on America. And they did that, why? They did that, obviously, to link us up to the New World Order, to create a world safe for communism and safe for socialism and the Marshall Plan and all of these other evils that supposedly were intended to make the world a better place. Now, George Bush has done the same thing, you see. He has extended those principles, those elitist principles of ordering all of the nations to fall in line or else they'll be next. Well, come to find out, it ain't all the nations, is it? No, it's just those Arab nations and those Muslim nations and those other nations that don't walk in lockstep with the New World Order. Now, Red China is building up, as you know, building up an enormous presence right here in our hemisphere and in Central and South America. And today, just today, reported from the National People's Congress, the Red Chinese Communist Dictatorship on the mainland approved its anti-secession law, which said, in so many words, we will use whatever force is necessary to prevent the independence of Taiwan and free China. What has George Bush said? What's the defender of freedom, liberty, justice, democracy? What did he say? We got to go after Syria. We got to go after Iran. We got to go after Saudi Arabia and Egypt now, rattling the saber. We got to go after these countries. Well, because they're Israel's enemies, that's why. The Red Chinese are their business partners, that's why. They also hold the notes, by the way, for America. They also hold, guess what? Much of our industry is dependent upon Red Chinese slave labor. So if, in fact, we were going to defend Taiwan, with what would we defend Taiwan? You ever think about that? Red China will hold the cards, if it doesn't already, will hold the cards in the next war. And that next war is going to be one frightening war for America. Because Red China means what it says. It intends total annihilation of this nation. Why is it that our so-called leaders haven't got the guts or the honesty to tell the American people that that's what it's all about? Why are they in the pockets of the Zionists the red Chinese, the globalists, the internationalists. And why is it the American people have not strung them up yet for high treason? That's what it is. It is treason. We are setting the stage for the greatest betrayal in all of history. You realize that? With this announcement. Well, it comes to find out in the book Hope of the Wicked by someone from my neck of the woods originally, Ted Flynn. His book, Hope of the Wicked, The Master Plan to Rule the World. He will be on our show. He had something to say, and he quoted David Rockefeller. When I come back, I'm going to read that to you as we continue. I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Hey, we are back to round out this fascinating hour as we are here every night, the same time, 9 to 10 Central Time. And I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, sounding the alarm. Well, the alarm is here. The bell is going off. In his book, Hope of the Wicked, The Master Plan to Rule the World, author Ted Flynn quotes David Rockefeller. Mr. David Rockefeller of Chase, Manhattan, of the Rockefeller family fortune, of the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations, speaking at a 1991 Bilderberger meeting. And this is what David Rockefeller said. We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promise of discretion for almost 40 years now. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subject to the bright lights of publicity during these years. But the world is now more sophisticated and prepared to march toward a world government. The supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national autodetermination practiced in the past centuries. Wow. Did you get that? Did you hear what he said? We know how to run your life. You don't. And we're going to do it. We're going to run the world just as we please and we choose. Isn't that what Condoleezza Rice has been saying to the Middle East and the Europeans? Although pretending to strike a note of conciliatoriness? Isn't that what George Bush has been saying all along? Donald Rumsfeld and the rest of that crowd. And in case you thought that Winston Churchill was a great hero of freedom, this is what Winston Churchill had to say. He said, the creation of an authoritative world order is the ultimate aim toward which we should strive. You see, ladies and gentlemen, these men have been lying to us from day one, and the world has been believing them. Is the world better off today? Or is it worse off than it was then? All you got to do is just look at the genocides that have taken place and the controls, the new rising police states everywhere and including here in the United States. Tell me whether it's worth it to lose your freedom and lose your dignity and your God-given inalienable rights. I don't think so. Well, that's exactly what's happening, though. We're here because we care and because we're here to expose the evils of the New World Order with the whole armor of truth. Tomorrow night, we'll be back. Our guest will be Mike Collins Piper from the American Free Press as he got some bombshells to drop. Don't miss out tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Central. I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger. And the program, of course, is always Uncensored Radio Free America. You don't want to miss one broadcast. We'll see you tomorrow night.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.